Alternative blockchains from a risk perspective. TLDR. Alternative blockchains like Solana offer technical innovations but fail on core requirements, insufficient market depth, network outages, volatile governance, and immature ecosystems. For significant capital, Bitcoin and Ethereum remain the only valid options. First, introduction. Supporting multiple blockchains is a frequent topic of discussion. Analytics tools are expected to cover the entire ecosystem. Market data tells a different story. As of January 2026, over 95% of capital locked in DeFi protocols, total value locked, is on Ethereum and its Layer 2 solutions. Alternative Layer 1 blockchains like Solana, Avalanche, or Cardano share the remainder. This analysis examines alternative blockchains from a risk management perspective. The central question: do networks like Solana meet the requirements for financial infrastructure? Second, technical solutions for theoretical problems. Scalability. Many crypto networks optimize for bottlenecks that pose no practical hurdles. The most prominent example, scalability at any cost. Solana advertises approximately 65,000 transactions per second, TPS. In practice, the average is approximately 1,000 TPS for actual user transactions. Ethereum L1 handles approximately 25 TPS. With Layer 2 solutions, the ecosystem exceeds 24,000 TPS. When we compare the priorities of different market participants, a clear shift emerges based on transaction size. For transaction speed and cost, the relevance is high for smaller volumes, but actually becomes a low priority as volumes grow. In contrast, market depth and regulatory clarity are of low concern for small trades, but become critical factors for larger ones. Finally, while network uptime is of medium importance for small users, it is absolutely critical for those handling large-scale transactions. For larger allocations, priorities shift. Transaction costs of 1 cent or $5 are negligible at larger volumes. What matters is whether the market is liquid enough to move positions without significant price impact, slippage. The custody problem. Secure custody of digital assets is another bottleneck. The be your own bank principle fails due to operational realities. Storing private keys is complex and error prone. Regulated investors are legally required to use qualified custodians. Alternative blockchains exacerbate this problem. Fewer standardized wallet solutions, limited custody offerings, Coinbase custody, Fireblocks, etc. prioritize ETH/BTC. Higher operational risk due to fragmentation. Without established custody infrastructure, market access for regulated investors remains restricted. Third, risks of alternative chains. The technical selling points of alternative blockchains, speed, low fees, high throughput, address secondary concerns. Liquidity risks. The central problem: insufficient market depth, liquidity depth. In normal market conditions, this is invisible. In stress phases, it becomes critical. The ability to liquidate a position quickly and without significant price impact is the foundation of professional risk management. Ethereum has proven its resilience multiple times. March 2020, Black Thursday, ETH fell approximately 50% in one day. Major DeFi protocols, Maker Compound, remained functional. May 2021, crash of approximately 40%, markets absorbed the volumes. November 2022, FTX collapse. Despite extreme panic, on-chain markets stayed liquid. Alternative chains have a structural problem. Their unique selling points are insufficient to permanently bind capital. Often, it is mercenary capital, attracted by temporary incentives, airdrops, high APYs. When these incentives end, liquidity drains. The shift in Solana's DeFi ecosystem becomes clear when we look at the total value locked over the last few years. At the market peak in November 2021, Solana held about $12 billion, representing a 10% share compared to Ethereum's $110 billion. Following the FTX collapse in January 2023, Solana's TVL plummeted to just $200 million, dropping its market share to a mere 0.6%, while Ethereum held at $30 billion. By January 2026, we see a strong recovery. Solana has climbed back to $8 billion, regaining a significant 9% share of the market against Ethereum's $85 billion. The volatility of capital locked on Solana demonstrates the ecosystem's fragility. The Lindy Effect. Applying the Lindy Effect to network risk management, we see a clear divide between established and emerging technologies. Bitcoin, launched in 2009, now has 17 years of history. With zero severe outages since 2013, it is considered fully battle-tested. Ethereum follows with 11 years of age since its 2015 launch. It has maintained zero total outages, also earning it a battle-tested status. In contrast, Solana and Avalanche, both launched in 2020, are now 6 years old. However, with over 10 documented outages for Solana and several for Avalanche, both are still classified as experimental. Bitcoin and Ethereum have survived diverse market cycles, technical attacks, and critical bugs. Alternative Layer 1 blockchains must still prove this maturity. Networks that require regular restarts or become unstable under load do not qualify as base infrastructure for financial applications. Decentralization as risk mitigation. Decentralization serves as protection against censorship and transaction blocking, regulatory intervention in individual jurisdictions, technical failure, single point of failure. Centralized structures are not inherently negative, as long as the controlling entity operates transparently and is regulated. The problem with alternative blockchains, they often offer neither the security of established financial institutions nor Bitcoin's censorship resistance. Case study, Solana. Solana operates a network with high hardware requirements for validators. This leads to concentration among few operators. In February 2023, the top 33 validators controlled over 33% of the stake. Documented network outages. September 2021, 17-hour total outage. January 2022, multiple hours of outage. February 2023, 20-hour outage. February 2024, 5-hour outage. Periods during which assets are technically non-transferable represent significant risk. Governance and upgrade risks. Many alternative networks can implement protocol changes rapidly through small validator or developer groups. Technically, this is efficient. From a risk perspective, it is problematic. Change risks. Any unplanned hard fork can break smart contracts. Parameter updates can shift liquidation thresholds. Tokenomics can be modified retroactively. Bitcoin and Ethereum act more conservatively. An Ethereum upgrade goes through years of discussion, multiple testnet phases, and broad community voting. This slowness creates planning certainty. Smart contract and ecosystem risks. Risks also emerge in the application ecosystem. Alternative chains exhibit structural weaknesses. When evaluating risk between Ethereum and alternative chains, several key differences emerge. Regarding smart contract standards, Ethereum relies on established protocols like ERC20 and ERC721, while alternative chains often remain fragmented. The developer community shows a massive gap, with over 4,000 active core developers on Ethereum compared to often fewer than 500 on other networks. Audit incentives are significantly higher on Ethereum due to its large total value locked, whereas they remain low elsewhere. Finally, while both have documented exploits, Ethereum has learned lessons from them, while alternative chains often see the same issues repeated. The result? A higher frequency of exploits and hacks relative to managed capital. Fourth, the yield illusion. A common argument for alternative chains, the yields are higher. This is true short term. However, it ignores risk adjustment. Higher yields signal higher risk. A staking APY of 15% on Solana versus 4% on Ethereum is not a better offer. It is a risk premium for network instability, lower liquidity, governance uncertainty, smart contract risks, the question before any allocation, what is this yield compensating for? A 15% yield with high volatility and failure risk can be less attractive than 4% on a stable base, risk-adjusted return. Fifth, outlook. Alternative blockchains are not inherently uninteresting. They are currently immature. The following developments could change the assessment. Proven stability. 2 to 3 years without severe outages under real load. Custody integration. Connection to established custodians. Coinbase custody. Fidelity, etc. Regulatory clarity, explicit classification by SEC, BaFin, or FINMA. Liquidity depth, sustained significant TVL without incentive dependency. Ecosystem maturity, standardized multiply-audited smart contract libraries. Solana and other Layer 1 chains are showing progress. From a risk perspective, they are currently experiments. Sixth, conclusion. From a risk perspective, the following criteria are decisive for allocation. Liquidity, efficient exits even in stress phases. Stability, proven technical reliability, uptime greater than 99.9%. Predictability, stable governance, low change risks. Maturity, established ecosystem with security standards. Currently, primarily Bitcoin and Ethereum meet these requirements. Alternative blockchains offer technological innovations but represent an addition of uncompensated risks from a risk perspective. Higher theoretical yields on alternative chains must be weighed against increased failure and illiquidity risk.